News Talk 1620 WTAW. Updates from United Way of the Brazos Valley. Nelson Prince back and refreshed from the holiday period, no doubt.
Absolutely.
So getting back into gear.
We are. We are rolling back into gear, just picking up right where we left off. We really try not to lose much momentum. We do close over the holiday, but we try to pick up really quickly because we have a lot of work to do. It is still campaign season. We have not reached our goal yet. It is still time to get involved with United Way. We have some amazing, exciting things coming forward in 2017. We're going to have a second annual Over the Edge event coming up September 7th. So all of you early planners who want to get things on your calendar soon, save the date for September 7th, 2017. We'll be bringing more information out on that as we get a little bit closer in the spring months. But we also have some amazing work coming up involving a specific giving group around women, and some work with our realtors here in town that we've got some plans in place. So it's just a happening time with United Way and a time that it's not too late to get involved. I like to say that if you've considered a workplace campaign in the past and said no for some reason, to just consider it again, because we're not the same United Way that we've always been. We really are adapting and working with our community to address big scale community issues, and we can't do it alone. We rely on the support of hundreds of local communities and thousands of local givers. And that access that companies provide us is critical, and we so appreciate it. So if you're interested in learning more about a workplace campaign, we would love to speak with you. If you just want to learn a little bit more about United Way, you're not really sure what you want to do, please reach out to us. We really want to talk with you. We want to get to know you. Even if it's that you don't want to do something with United Way, but you just need to know more about community needs, we'd love to visit with you and kind of talk through where things are. There's a lot of amazing work going on in our community. And a big thing that United Way tries to do is bring people together to work collectively on that instead of everybody working in their own way. Sometimes that's going to be through United Way, and other times it's not, and that's okay. But just give us a call and let us know what you're kind of thinking of. You can always reach out to us at uwbv.org or check us out on Facebook. You can also call our office, 979-696-4483, or feel free to email me at aprince@uwbv.org.
I know the comments you just made directed at workplace campaigns and maybe larger groups of people, but also a reminder that you don't have to be actively employed if you're a retired person, if you're in school and you're listening to this and have a question, or you want to be a volunteer as well as
sure.
make a contribution, openings are available as well.
Absolutely. We use volunteers throughout the years for college students. We use them for interns. We have some of our greatest interns have been college students. It's amazing the things that they can get done, as well as how tech savvy they are and how they keep us up to date on everything. But as well as volunteers, we'll have a community impact grant process again late this year, early 2018. We'll be doing that. So we'll be gearing up for that. But there's opportunities to serve on our committees, our community impact committee, our resource development committee, our events committee. There's a lot of opportunities to get involved with United Way and really then to be active in your donation and really putting your donation to life, and giving it the legs that you want to see happen with your gift. You get to be involved in all of those things. We say it takes the entire community to raise the money. It takes the entire community to invest the money too. So volunteer capacity is never diminished next to donations. It's just as important. We are very much a volunteer value-driven organization, and we rely on our volunteers in order to make that happen.
And if you as an individual, whether you're in a small business or if you're a student or you're retired, there are other ways for you to make a monetary contribution.
Of course. You can always mail gifts to United Way at 909 Southwest Parkway East, College Station, Texas, 77840. The address is also on our website. But you can also make a gift online. Go to uwbv.org and just click donate. That's so simple. You can also set it up to be a reoccurring gift, so you don't even have to think about it again. So it doesn't, if you're not an employee who works in a place that has a workplace campaign, that does not eliminate you from being able to impact your community through United Way.
And a reminder, it is United Way of the Brazos Valley as opposed to Brazos County.
Absolutely. We do serve a 7-county region, and we are a local organization. Sometimes people think, oh, we're a chapter of a national branch or something like that. And we are a member of United Way Worldwide, but we are completely local. Our board is completely local volunteers. Our staff are local employees. We don't answer to anyone above us. We are able to make decisions here at the local level that best impact our community.
Again, uwbv.org for more information. As the new year continues, you'll be hearing from more of the representatives of the agencies that help put your contributions to work through United Way. And that's our update this week from United Way of the Brazos Valley with Allison Prince on News Talk 1620 WTAW.